Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and be thankful. Be thankful for the day. I'm coming up on that. I have about two more weeks and then I am off for a week or two. So I am super excited about that. But I had a meeting last night and I was just discussing business with another business owner and we were kind of going back and forth. And I just realized how blessed I really am, how blessed my family is, how blessed we've been, even though we struggled a lot in the beginning. And I just want to tell all those people or exhort everyone out there that's going through it, continually set your reliance, belief on God. Set your course of life on the things that matter. Figure out a verse. If you recognize in yourself that you have anxiety, be not anxious for one thing, and you got to run that over in your mind, and you have to control your mind, renovate your mind to what the Word says. Be not anxious for one thing, but by all things through prayers to God and supplication, which are those prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God. So if you find yourself in an anxious state, put the verse in, be anxious for not one thing. We're not to be anxious for anything and continually settle on that. You got to live this stuff and it does an amazing thing when you start to renovate your mind with it, renew it. I was reading this morning in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, but we are bound or under obligation to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord or Christ, because God from the beginning chose you to salvation. He chose you, everyone that believes in the name of Jesus Christ, He chose you to safety and preservation through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. The word sanctification is to set in a state corresponding to God's nature. You are saved and preserved safe because you have been set in a state that corresponds to God's nature through the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit, that power from on high, and belief of the truth. Verse 14, whereunto or unto which He called you by our gospel, to the obtaining or the acquiring of the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. The splendor and the brilliance, it's that which attracts attention of Christ Jesus. You have that in you right now once you believe. That doesn't go away. Who you are as a chosen son and daughter of God does not go away once you believe. And it doesn't matter your acts. It doesn't matter what you do. You are no longer under obligation to law. It's only for those that are unrighteous. You are righteous the minute you believe. There will be no judgment outside of a judgment of inheritance. Verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast or stand firm and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by our word or our letter or epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, which loved us and gave us an everlasting consolation, an everlasting calling, and of good hope through grace, comfort or speak to your hearts and establish you or set you firm in every good work and word. He speaks to and comforts and pacifies your heart. You got to go to God in all situations. If you're struggling with something like the conversation I was going to have with this guy yesterday, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to say. I'm looking for a mentor when it comes to a business, somebody who excelled for years and years and years and years, because I'm very comfortable with where we are. But, you know, you always have questions and I didn't know really what to ask. I didn't know how to approach it. So I prayed about it and I settled my mind and my heart to no matter what the outcome, good or bad, that it's through God. The things that come out of my mouth are from God, and the things that I hear and the things that I dwell on are from God. You have the opportunity in every situation to, I mean, He sets the good and the bad, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. So if I sat in that meeting and the doors closed, God's there with me. If I sit in that meeting and the doors open, God's there with me. God is there with you when you give reverence to God, that reverential awe. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall absolutely direct thy path. Go to him constantly. You'll see what I'm talking about. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ. And don't forget, put these words on in your mind. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on today that we can efficiently get through everything. I thank you for the ability to go to you in every situation. I pray for this weekend that it's a beautiful wedding and that all the words that are spoken are the right words. And I thank you for the opportunity to just walk with you and talk with you and hear from you. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that we have. I thank you for your son and what he did for us. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Today, I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.